Welcome to the Dental Health Summit. I have today Andreas Goldemann with me in the interview. Andreas is an intuitive and sound healer. Welcome, Andreas. I'm very happy to have you on board.
Welcome, Maria. Welcome, everybody who is watching. Hi.
And you are specialized, if I'm getting it right, is like you feel yourself into the audience and you feel where there are blocks and help them to like to move the blocks a little bit out of the way.
Today is a little bit different. I'm an intuitive, yes. So what I do since 23 years of that is that I work with my clients and I feel in my body what kind of trouble is there, what kind of problems need to be released. Wow. And not only on a physical scale, not only with a blueprint work or matrix work, how we call it, if we need to restructure things after surgery or after accidents, on a spiritual and energetic level, also on an emotional level. So the most important thing, what we need to realize is that as long as we have trouble in our body, there are some stuck emotions somewhere. That's what I'm looking
for. Wow. That brings us just to the point. How do our emotions affect our dental health?
That's same as every part in the body. I mean, everything's connected. We need to realize that this body is not in segments. It's one unit. Everything is connected. So when we look at a tooth, for example, a wisdom tooth, it's connected through the heart meridian with the heart. So at the moment we go deeper, our heart is connected to our personal freedom, to how we connect with the world, with our friends, with our whole life, and spread out little fingers into the world to actually communicate with through our heart. That's what we do. The moment we retreat, we are people that we retreat into a darker space of consciousness. The moment we retreat from the world, this moment we do get problem also with our wisdom teeth, for example. That's just an example. So then we can go to the liver, we can go to all the other organs that are related to different teeth. Then we can go to our spine, because the moment we feel free, everything is okay with us. The moment we realize life is good, it's not dangerous, it's not against us, it's not our enemy. The moment we have a loose spine, and our cervical spine especially is very relaxed. But together with this, it's corresponding the whole time with our jaw and our teeth, of course. So we are one unit, and if one little part of the unit is not okay, the whole part, everything else is reacting.
So many people have stress in their life. And while people think stress is normal, it might not be normal, at least not for our system, our blueprint. How is stress affecting, like stress, the little thing stress, how is stress affecting our dental health?
Part of it is when we are stressed, we try to find some coping mechanism. Some people retreat into one of the most important things, what I believe is overeating or eating wrong stuff. So of course, this is affecting our dental health. If we have the wrong environment in our mouth, if the milieu of the environment is not okay, if it's too acidic, it actually damages our teeth. If we eat too much sugar stuff because we're addicted to it, then we start to go, sometimes I haven't spoken English for a while, so I need to remember the words. So everything becomes acidic in the end, and our whole system is reacting to it. But the part is, when we do have stress, we go into certain emotions. We become angry. Some people become angry. We retreat, as I explained before. Some of them are just in a kind of wonder what the heck is going on, not knowing where they find themselves in. there's many things happening. So all of them lead through certain reactions. And then we behave in our life in a way we wouldn't have behaved before. We would not in any way become aggressive, for example, if we would be happy and joyful. But because of the stress, that's an overburdening us, and then suddenly we are reacting to this. And all of this comes down to GAS, General Adaptive Syndrome. Dr. Hans Seely, the father of the stress science and research, he called it General Adaptive Syndrome, what people experience today. So what they experience is that they, if we go back to the caveman, that as long as we lived in caves, life in the community seemed to be safe. So we did go hunting throughout the day. We did go look to get some food, or we had some trouble with some neighbors. So people did go into battle. But when they came back into the cave, they had an environment where there was peace and silence, and there was a kind of relaxation possible. So somebody was watching the entrance, but everybody else could come down. Today, we don't have this any longer, because we do have internet, we have TV, we have radio, we have so much information coming onto our consciousness and working on it, and said, you know, there's something happening in the world, you have no influence on it, but the mind is not shutting down. It tries to fix these problems. So you're confronted with problems throughout the whole day, 24/7, you can even say. And because of this, there is no more downtime. Because of this, the stress is so high that people are constantly acidic in their system. This is why we need to, spend ourselves time to come down and relax more. And this is going into the whole structure. I mean, right now we're talking about the whole. If we come to our teeth, every tooth again is reacting on certain areas and corresponding to certain organs in the body. And if we start to release tension and stress out of the body, generally, then usually our jaw is more relaxed. No, it's more relaxed. Yes, the jaw is more relaxed, but the whole, so your gums, your tongue, your immune system, everything is working in proper order. The moment there is too much stress, everything gets whacked out. And we are talking about little stress. What we experience today is no more little stress. It's really a lot. That's what people don't realize. So then we come home and we have free time, and then we need to perform again, because we need to go hiking, we need to go boating, we need to go rafting, we need to do this, skiing like crazy throughout the weekend, so that we can actually release the tension and the anger and become active, which is good to be active. But the question is, do I need to have an adrenaline spike again so that my system is running on high alert again? That's very not so easy to do this in a way that it's just right in the right amount the whole time.
Good point. One emotion what we have at this moment in the world enormously or immensely is fear. Fear of the unknown, what the time can bring. Can you relate fear and teeth?
So when we look at our muscle structures and we look where emotion goes first, it goes in the jaw, in the jaw muscles, into the tongue and into the gums. And our tongue actually is reacting on stress immediately. And the moment we have fear, we press our palate. If we press our tongue against the palate. And because of this, there are some nerves reacting in the body and everything's tightening up. The sympathetic system, I'm not sure how to say it in English, is reacting on high alert, and then the whole structure shuts down. So the blood is going into our arms and in our legs to run, to fight or flight. But it's not there for conscious awareness any longer. That's the problem. And then again, the cramping starts here, and in the night people clench. They're biting, they're overbiting, they damage their teeth in this or that way. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Before you were talking about the wisdom teeth and like how it's connected with our heart and our like spreading out to others. So the wisdom teeth are exactly the teeth which are in these days the most extracted teeth. And like some dentists, they just say, oh, anyway, they could make problem at some point of your life, just better extract them. So I know from your work that you're talking about how important is the flow of the meridians. And like when some tooth is extracting, it might disrupt the flow of the meridian.
Right. Let's put it down here for a second. Let's assume this is a tooth. It can look like this. Now we have a meridian that usually goes into this tooth and it goes right through. The moment I pull out this tooth, this moment we have a break in here. Sometimes the body can restore this, but not always. Very often it restores it, but many, many people have still a disconnected meridian. Now the meridian is important for our body because it's like a communication cable where information flows the whole time and energy flows the whole time. Not only information, it's also energy that flows. If I disconnect a meridian here because of the wisdom tooth is pulled, and mostly there's not only one pulled, there are many more pulled, all four mostly, then there is very often a disconnection. Now, what we can do right now, here in this session, is that we reconnect this.
Yes.
that would be the best thing to do. And then it's very simply to imagine, if we do matrix work, if we do blueprint work, then we need to imagine that our energy body has a blueprint, like also our physical body has a blueprint. So if we go into different layers and we reconnect the energy body and tell the body it is whole, everything is okay, it can and can be good again, it can be okay and healed again, automatically the information goes into the physical body. It goes very fast. So if we do reconnection after surgery, we are looking to create a whole picture again. Now that's what we will do right now. So it will help you to create a whole picture again for your wisdom teeth. If you want to go with other teeth, you can actually use this session and put another tooth in your consciousness, which was pulled. And then it will happen again too. But right now, let us work with the last four in our jaw. Still, to do this, we need to do a checkup first. How do we feel right now? How do you feel at home? If you feel yourself and check in with yourself, you might realize that it's right now really important that you come back out of your thoughts, come back into your body. So feel your body. What are you doing? Right now, I'm sitting. Are you sitting right now? Are you standing? Please don't listen to this, what we are showing to you or what we will do with you if you're driving a car. Drive to the side. This can be very dangerous right now, because I will take you into a state of trance for a moment and then something can happen. Be very careful with this. Again, what are you doing? And how do you feel? How is your breathing? Is your breathing open? Can you breathe freely into your belly, into your chest, into the peaks of your lungs? Is the breathing full? Or can you only breathe this deep? Because then you're in flight or fight modus. Let release your tongue. Let go of your tongue and automatically you can breathe deeper. How do you feel? How is your jaw? If you've opened your jaw, show your teeth. How does this feel? How are your eyes? Is your eyesight open or do you have a tunnel vision? It's important that we sometimes check ourselves, how we feel and where we are. How does your head feel? Do you have the feeling that it's connected inside? Both sides are communicating? Or is one side more dominant? Like, do you feel yourself more on the right side or on the left side? Do you have a feeling of wholeness in your head? How is your swallowing? Is this free? Can you swallow free? Are your ears working properly? How is taste and smell? And don't wonder if I use a ancient language to take you with me into a different state of consciousness. Let's start with the upper right side of our wisdom teeth. Grish let dirigway din testimok. Fulal bardi khanakan ejeshenet. Lal lik she. And give an impulse so that it can reconnect very gently. And if you feel the energy in your jaw is already going over to the other side. Zebecharat lel njishirera takana. It's almost like a connection is made. Feel this kind of connection. Dach njizal nang moi. Kwa. Barat. Now feel how the balance gets established in your upper jaw, and also your upper jaw is relaxing more. It's also a feeling of more strength and power in your front teeth coming automatically with this. Now, you made it. Let's go to the lower jaw. Marat mohoj e bai khala moman dik kai tema. It's going over to the other side. Bar khalal jemast fobor lal kwariya amai shedit tukana. Now something very important is happening. Feel your atlas. Feel how there is tension coming up for a moment. It's tensing up. This tension will go away in a moment. Barachal makareisha. Laiji. There you go. Zabarat shamai. Feel your jaw. Feel your breathing. Nemach And now feel the release in your spine and everywhere. Check your jaw, your eyes and everything. What's different? Don't wonder, this is very fast what we did here right now. We did not work on the emotion, we just reconnected the meridian. To make sure that things are properly done, it's better to go deeper and release the emotional issues to that too. We actually created a series of emotional release. It's called Back to the Origin, to actually help people with emotional release on their whole body, which is a beautiful piece of work to help people stand tall again in their life and get more health and more strength and energy back. It's very interesting what we experienced with that. And next year in summer, we will do a recording of our tooth series, of our jaw and tooth series. But before it, we wouldn't have the time for that.
Yeah, I already had a sneak peek into that. So that's very interesting. So you're in for a treat then. Yeah. Okay. You were talking about how it is, how important it is that people regain their strength again in life. And for me, teeth are a representation from inner strength. And this is an issue which starts already with small children. At one point, many children feel they're the prince, they're the princess in life. And maybe before, but often in kindergarten, they notice they're not the only prince. Yeah, there are others. And that's a point where so their self-confidence is often crumbling. And I can see often at the same time, this might not have to be, but it can be, like that the teeth are affected in some form. How can you help people, parents helping their children to regain their strength, their self-confidence in life?
That's a tough one because it's about being enough. Now, we grow up in a system where we become domesticated and feel not being enough. So the one thing we need to do is to realize that everyone on a spiritual and energetic level is equal to everybody else. And as long as we share and communicate, everything is well. That's what we communicate to the outside. If it comes to my company, Brilliant Life Productions, this is what we do. We help people get a deeper acceptance of life in general and get into deep self-love with themselves. We are not trained in self-love. Nobody shows you how to do this. If you have a parent who really loves himself, it's a very seldom thing. It's very rare. And it would be perfect to really watch what they do to live a good day, to enjoy life and themselves in a very special way. So what we need to realize is, if it comes to children, that we need to stabilize their self-identity, how they picture themselves, that they do not see themselves as they think others see them. So not like, I think I am what I think you think I am. Because if children start to identify themselves or think they are what the parents think, what the teacher think, what the friends think, what the priest thinks, what whoever thinks, then they are as far away from themselves as possible. It's good to have rules in an environment, in a society, and it's good to have certain values. This is extremely important that we have good values. But still, sometimes this can be extremely overburden a child. And suddenly they find themselves in a place where they think, oh, I'm not good enough. And this is where the whole thing starts. This is so important for parents to show their kids that they are equal. It's also important to realize nobody's better or worse. As long as we live in different layers of society or different lobbies, this is very, very difficult because some people think they're better than others. Others think they're not as good as others. That's a problem. So I traveled the world a lot. I mean, I've been in, 25 or more countries, 22 states in the US. And if you think about it, we judge people by the color of their skin. We judge people by what they work, what they contribute, and it's not about this judgment. It's about realizing everyone has their place, and as everyone is happy and joyful in their place, that's perfect. So somebody can be joyful cleaning the streets. Somebody can be joyful leading a huge Fortune 500 company. As long as they are contributing to the whole, it's good. But the problem is this kind of difference in the lobby. And the moment we realize that we can love everybody, everybody is an important human, that would be the change. And that's what we are trying to help people understand in a certain way. Now, not everybody will be happy with what I said right now. So what?
Do you have like some kind of secret recipe, like for parents to encourage and empower children?
Sure. Watch it that you don't talk in negation. You call it negation?
In the presence? No.
No. Don't say no. You can no. Don't do this. Don't say you shouldn't do this. Go out of these negative words. Say what they can do. So if a child is climbing a tree, for example, don't say, oh, watch it, don't fall down. Because this don't goes out of the sentence, the kid will fall down immediately because it's like a command. If you say, hold on tight. Hey, honey, yeah, you're great. You can do this. It will work. It's that simple. Talk in solutions with your children. Don't talk in negative ways to them that they cannot do things. Let them explore and adventure the world in a way that they can still live this fascination and wonder they're going through. This endeavor to themselves, what they can do with themselves, and also this huge outside world so that they can share in a better way. It's very interesting if we look at Denmark as with the school system. They have only 20 hours of school a week and have no homework. But if it comes to the tests worldwide, they are the best in the from their knowledge and with concentration and everything. Because they study outside or with their friends what life is about. And are not overburdened by homework and no more learning and more domestication and more domestication. So, well, that's the big question. How should we treat our children? So encourage them. Encourage them the whole time.
What do you Wonderful. You did already your course in German, the dental health course. And as I understand, this field was opening for you more and more, and you thought at the beginning to make a little course, and it became really, really big. So do you have a few insights, something you want to share with our listeners?
What we experience with our customers or with our clients, however you want to call it, as an intuitive, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, but what we do is we give emotional, energetical, and spiritual help to people so that they actually come back into their strength. And what we did is that we recorded we need to go to the beginning of the whole course. In the beginning, when we did Back to the Origin, which is an emotional release course to help people get tall again, when we did this, we realized, wow, we need to work with the teeth one day, because this is such a big thing. This is, everybody has teeth, and everybody has problems. Almost everybody, not everybody, almost everybody. So we need to help people to have a look in a different way at it and release their emotions and stress they have in life so that they get better health in all parts of the body. So one day my colleague calls me, and I'm just coming back from Switzerland from some business there. And he said, we need to make this tooth serious. I said, okay, what is, why is this happening? Is it, you know, I was at the dentist and I was in so much stress sitting on the chair, I couldn't bear it. So we need to make this. I know you can release this kind of stress so that I can sit on the dentist chair totally relaxed and let them do their work. Because I don't want to have this reaction. And I mean, you need to see this. My business partner and friend, he's a mental and consciousness coach. He's a very relaxed person. He does Ho'oponopono his whole life and is absolutely brilliant with this kind of work, with himself and others. So I said, wow, he's really stressed out. So let's do this. And then we sat together, said, okay, we do some meridian work because of the stress that goes into the body and the physical structures and the energetic structures. And then we do some release work so that the emotions and the stress and the former experiences we made at the dentist chair are gone too. That's what we thought. We thought we will record about 5 to 8 sessions. But after 5 to 8 sessions, we realized, whoo, we need already 10 sessions alone to work ourselves through the teeth to really restructure this area energetically. Then we did some more work with the release of all the tension. We did already record 5 or 6 sessions only to release the different areas where people create stress into their bodies because of the visit by the dentist, or because of surgery they had before, or because of accidents and whatever. So we did some reconstruction work after transplantation, after accidents, injuries, whatever. Operation, surgery. And in the end, it turned out we did 30 sessions, which was the largest online seminar we ever did, because we realized, wow, there is more coming. And I can tell you, I don't know if it is still enough, because right now we were talking about adding some more, because we realized, whoo, that would be important. We should do that too. But this is included then later also in the price of our customers. It doesn't matter, because we love our work. We love what we do. We love help people. That's just how it turned out. And we did get feedback. So far, we sold 1,800 seminars. And we did get feedback. And the feedback was just amazing. Some people wrote us, they can sit erect again because of the realignment with the teeth. Because again, every tooth is connected to a vertebrae, to a part of your spine, to an organ, to a structure, to your elbows, to your autonomy, to how you see yourself in life, and. There are so many connections we have not thought about. And then suddenly you open up this chapter, energetic dentistry. And you like, ooh, this is so much you could spend a lifetime with. But we don't have a lifetime for this, because we're working with emotions. So we said, let's do it in a crash course, in a way that people can help themselves to just have better tooth and jaw health and overall well-being, well-feeling. And the feedbacks we did get, they are just amazing. I mean, we can put some below here, but we need to translate them because they're all in German. So again, it happens, it comes from straightening up the spine to more release, to more activation of certain organs. Suddenly people have no more clogged and clouded heads, migraines are gone, partly so many things that were happening that were written to us. It's, and we do get feedback every day. So it's amazing. It's really amazing.
So I guess now our viewers, they really want to, when listening to that, I think everybody would like to clear previous dental visits. I mean, there may be viewers, they had just this wonderful dentist and everything was just beautiful, but I guess there are a lot of others. So if you can help, so at this point, if you can help people clear like all this like unfriendly past away, which is connected to dental health visits.
Yeah, we need to let you wait a little bit because we're in production right now. But the moment we have a free time for producing this kind of series in English, we will definitely start with the whole thing. And that will happen definitely.
Could you make so a mini sessions to let go of the traumatic experience, just a micro session?
Maria, that's all nice. We can record one, but if we do a micro, it will not be enough.
Okay.
Problem is, if it comes to emotional release work, we need to take this extremely serious. And if we do a micro thing, people might think, "Oh, I'm good," but on a deeper level, things are still in the system, and we can imagine ourselves like a like this glass of water, here on the bottom is the problem. But each molecule is sitting on top. We need to put it out and out and out until it's empty, until we get to the bottom. And we are already in the sound healing. I think this is the fastest kind of work that's possible if it comes to emotional release. So once we do this, we need to record a session for you, and we will put it in connection to your summit. And then, oh, now she tricked me into it. There you go. Look, this is manipulation. Look at it. Then we can connect you also to the first session of Back to the Origin. Because in Back to the Origin, we help people to actually open up their whole spine, work with their organs and also with their energetic levels and layers. So we can give you the first session of these so people can experience what happens through themselves, through the intuitive work and the connection we have to open up their spine and get a different point of view to life. Because right now we need a different point of view, because as you said before, there's so much fear in the society. So many people are almost paranoid. And we need more internal peace and silence and an overview that our system is working stress-free. Because otherwise, this time, people will not have so much trouble with Corona or COVID-19. The pandemic, they will have problems because of their psychological issues. That's much more dangerous than the other way. So we need to help people to release this kind of stress, and we're happy to. We can also connect you to a session that's on YouTube. That's freely on YouTube, where you can enhance your immune system and get more release and stress-free release.
Perfect. So we put all the information below the video.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much, Andreas. This, I think this is a complete new way of looking at things and a new way of how to release all this cramped up emotion. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.